You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Road ahead. Goodyear. More driven.
Gym Class at 3:03 on a Thursday here on KGYM. Happy first day of spring. Good show coming up for you. We'll get you updated on the latest as far as the coronavirus prevention is concerned. Dave Koken from Las Vegas will be joining us. Also on the program coming up today, Kevin Lehman one more time with his segment Off the Glass as we put a wrap on the college basketball season. That and a whole lot more coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome in. Scott Unash from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Mark Dukes joining me from home here today one more time as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on the Gym Class here on KGYM. We are presented, as always, by Hennings Financial. Thanks to very much to Hennings Financial Incorporated, a Cedar Rapids-based financial services firm. They are focused on your retirement journey, and find out more by going to our website at kgymradio.com. And a big thanks to those folks out there joining us today on 1600 AM, along with 102.3 here in Cedar Rapids, the new Jim OT, 107.5 FM, 106.3 in Iowa City. Those are, of course, terrestrial ways to pick up your radio signal, but also want to remind you, you can stream KGYM directly from your computer or tablet at kgymradio.com. You can go to the KGYM radio app on your phone as well. You can get KGYM on your Amazon Echo or Google Home speaker. And if you want some more information on that, just go to our website as well at kgymradio.com. How you doing, Mark?
Doing very well, Scott. Nice talking to you, and glad to be with you and the listeners. Have I told you how much I like Skype, which I only discovered 2 days ago?
You put out a very interesting tweet earlier today on your personal account, kind of going through the myriad of stages as far as your professional career is concerned.
Yeah, I did. I was just thinking about it. You know, you think a lot of lot about things when you're home and you're social distancing and whatnot in these times. And, you know, I thought back to the start of my newspaper career, which was in the early 70s. I started when I was 3, by the way.
3. Okay. Hey, save that for a possible segment in 2 weeks.
There you go. But, yeah, I mean, we were working on manual typewriters. We're using a pneumatic tube to send our stories to what's called the back room, where linotype machines and typesetters worked. It was a loud, clanky environment. And of course, computers came along, and automation was introduced and improved up to this point. And my point was, now today, I'm in our 14th year of the show, I'm sitting at home via something called Skype doing a show. Technology's great, huh?
When it works. When it works. But, yeah, great to have you. Not 6 feet away, but X number of feet and or miles away here today. We're going to talk to Dave Koken in Vegas. Yeah, we know where there aren't sports going on right now. We do know that. We're going to see how Vegas is dealing with this, as well as folks closer to home here, Elite Sports Book down at Riverside, etc. Yeah, without sports, you don't have the betting going on as far as the sports world is concerned, and we'll talk about that with Dave. Kevin Lehman joins us one more time as well. More awards for Luka Garza. We will talk about that. We'll talk. There are a myriad of subjects still to talk about, to put to bed as far as the NCAA basketball is concerned. So we will do that coming up with the coach here with our final edition of our weekly segment Off the Glass, brought to you by Coldwell Banker and Real Estate Professional Chris Lehman. We'll do that for you coming up. We were supposed
Go ahead. Normally today, Scott, we would be off the air.
Yes.
Because we would be airing the NCAA men's basketball tournament. We would be on the verge or right into the NCAA wrestling tournament. But really cool news, I think, for KGYM and our listeners in regards to NCAA basketball tournament classics.
Yeah. Thank you for asking. The folks at Westwood One came up with a really good idea. If you're not going to have 2020 NCAA basketball, well, let's go back in time. Take the best games from all the archives that Westwood One has at their availability, and they do broadcast each and every game. We get the national feed, which goes from one to the other. They do a fantastic job on that year in and year out, and I will miss that, already missing that today at about 11 o'clock this morning, just kind of peering out the window as it's storming and lightning and raining on the first day of spring and saying, man, we should be – normally we'd be watching basketball. But anyway, tonight, starting with tonight, evenings and daytimes, if you will, on the weekends, Westwood One is going to re-air classic NCAA tournament basketball games. Kudos to those folks. A little bit of normalcy, or at least trying to get a little bit of normalcy in. It starts off tonight at 7 o'clock. We're going to air these on the Jim O.T. 107.5 FM along with 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Also, Westwood has allowed streaming of these games. And we want to thank them for helping us out with that. It all starts off tonight with one of the best, if not the most hyped game in basketball history as far as the colleges are concerned. You go back to 1979 and the NCAA championship game between Michigan State with Magic Johnson and Indiana State with Larry Bird. Going at it tonight. So if you want to go down memory lane, start tonight at 7 o'clock, 107.5, 106.3 FM. It'll be Bird and Magic out on the court one more time. I believe that game was played at Salt Lake City, if I have my facts straight. Back when they played these things at arenas, not football stadiums. But, yeah, this game tonight will be played at 7 o'clock. Then tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, same signals, 107.5, the OT, 106.3 in Iowa City. It will be from 2 years ago, the greatest upset of all time, perhaps. Virginia and Maryland, Baltimore County. They will play that one. Then coming up on Saturday, starting at 11 o'clock, it'll be from 2008, Gonzaga versus Davidson, the Steph Curry game, where I scored over 40 points. Davidson came up with the win over Gonzaga and kind of set Steph Curry's career up at that particular point. That'll be followed by the 2008 final, Kansas and Memphis. That will be the second game of the doubleheader starting at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Then on Sunday, the doubleheader will look like this. It'll be the 2013 second round game between the Georgetown Hoyas and Dunk City, Florida Gulf Coast. Everybody remember them? Florida Gulf Coast? Back in the day. Seems like yesterday, but it's been 7 years ago. And Florida Gulf Coast came up with that. And then it will be at following that at 2 o'clock or thereabouts, the championship game from 2016, Villanova in North Carolina. So that's pretty good. It's a pretty good grouping right there.
I think it's very cool on the part of Westwood and KGYM. I'm prejudiced. I realize that. But to listen to Magic and Bird when they were in college tonight, I'm going to tune in. Hopefully all of you will as well and get a little relief from all this. And Scott, is there any indication that Westwood will and KGYM continue this for the next weekend or two?
Yes, it's going to be starting again next Thursday as well.
Okay.
So there's a whole new set of games. I don't believe they've come out with the exact lineup as of yet, but it's going to be good. And again, that'll be starting next Thursday at 7 o'clock, a week from tonight. Then they'll play it on Friday, the Saturday and the Sunday, and then I believe Saturday, and then they'll have one final game on what would have been Championship Monday night, the first Monday in April as well. So, yeah, we got a lot of good college basketball to look forward to. Even though we don't have March Madness this year, we will relive some of the greatest moments as far as March Madness is concerned. So,
yeah, I asked you earlier when we were talking privately whether there were Iowa and Iowa State games or UNI games available, and because folks might be wondering about that.
Right.
We get what Westwood provides.
Yeah,
right?
we can't pick and choose. Now, there's a pretty big UNI game that could be on there from Westwood. Haven't seen next week's schedule yet, but you could have the UNI-Kansas game, the Ali Farouk Manesh game pop up in there. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, I think they're trying to get a good blend of classic games, big upsets, individual performances, and if they believe that UNI's win over Kansas fits one of those categories, then I think we could very well hear that. So we'll see. But it's not on the first week of the docket, though.
Well, hopefully folks enjoy it because, not only the games themselves, but how they were called. In the case of tonight's game, Michigan State and Indiana State, things are different these days in many ways, obviously, but I'm just going to be interesting to see how they called the game and whatnot. So good service, I think, we're providing.
Yeah, it is. 319-366-1600. That is the text line brought to you by First Federal Credit Union. Big thanks to everybody at First Federal for helping us out, helping you out as well. And we thank them. You can find out more about them at kgymradio.com. Thanks to Dan Hillers and Tom Chalstrom, everybody out there at First Federal. We couldn't do it without them. 1345 on the text line, and we'll ask Kevin Lehman this as well. They ask, curious what you guys think or speculate possibly on why there are so many players transferring from Iowa State men's basketball. Right now, Grill yesterday, another player prior to that, and for Iowa State, I think it's just part of the answer is it's 2020, and with the possibility of legislation changing as far as allowing one transfer or going into the transfer portal, if you will. I think you just see that more. Wichita State has lost 7 players this week. 7 players have transferred so far from Wichita State this week. And like I said, we'll ask Kevin Lehman his thoughts about that as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And Kevin is a great person to ask. I'm not sure whether it's, the way things are with the transfer portal in college basketball or whether those players see no future in Iowa State basketball. I don't know the answer to that. Just today, Scott, as you know, DJ Carton, the Iowan who really had a very good start to his college career at Ohio State,
yep,
averaging 10 points and 3 assists before he decided to shut it down due to mental health issues. He has entered the transfer portal, and, immediately people are wondering, well, is Iowa interested? Is Iowa State interested? And Iowa has a full roster of scholarships.
Plus.
And, yeah. And Iowa State, the Cyclones were not high on his original list, but maybe so now. I don't know.
Yeah, and who knows the thinking? Would he go from one Big Ten school to another Big Ten school? Iowa was in DJ Carton's original 6 that he came down to, along with Ohio State. Michigan was in there as well. I do remember that. I think Vanderbilt was in there as well, I want to say. A couple other schools. I'd have to go back on his timeline and take a look at it there. But, this is not an Iowa State problem. It's not a Wichita State problem. I'm not even sure it's a problem. I think it's just 2019-2020. basketball season. And again, we'll ask Kevin Lehman his thoughts about that. On the text line, before we get to a break here, 1446. That's great. Something regarding college basketball. It's talking about the classic games that'll air tonight. Michigan State, Indiana State, 7 o'clock, 107.5, 106.3 FM. I find myself replaying One Shining Moment clips over and over. Missing March Madness. And Cyclone Tim says, not Hampton, not Hampton. Yes, I think
that makes a whole lot of sense from a Cyclone point of view.
Yeah, that was I still remember exactly where I was and what I was doing when Iowa State, the 2 seed, fell in that late night game in Boise to 15th seed in Hampton. Sorry, Tim, didn't want to bring up any more bad memories of you, but that was a strange evening. That was before you had all the games on the 4 different networks. And CBS would go back and forth, basically. You'd get your local affiliate with the game that you would see with local interest. So we got to see the entire game there. But the Nation, that was the last game of the entire day. And not a lot of people saw the beginning of it or even the first 3 quarters of that game, but they saw the end when Hampton pulled off the upset against Iowa State over in Boise, Idaho. So,
yeah, it was... It was a very crazy game. And by the way, I'm looking at 24/7 Sports recruiting list for DJ Carton when he came out. And of course, the list of offers is too long to recite. But, you know, among them, Ohio State, Indiana, Ohio State, which he originally went to, Michigan, Creighton.
Yep, Creighton was there.
Illinois. Iowa, and so on and so forth. So we'll see about him. Everybody wanted him.
No doubt. No doubt. Very, very good player. All right. We will take a break. Come back. Ken, let you know, before we do take a break, Kim Reynolds, the governor of the great state of Iowa, is going to be holding a news conference at 3:30. And if there's anything breaking with new news as far as the prevention of the spread of the coronavirus is concerned, we will go ahead and bring you that news. Linn County, I think, is going to hold one afterwards at 4 o'clock today. And again, we'll see if there's any more news as far as the coronavirus, the prevention of the spread of the virus coming out today, both as far as the state is concerned and the local branch is concerned. We'll do that. Keep an eye on that. And we'll take a break. Come back. Dave Kokin's going to join us for a few minutes from Las Vegas. Las Vegas reeling right now. We'll find out how much Las Vegas is reeling with the coronavirus and no games. We'll do that when we come back. Scott and Mark with you. And we'll have more of the gym class coming up after this here on KGYM.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, they're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
In life, we come to expect certain things. Light bulbs light and tigers roar. But what if we came to expect something more? At Honda, that's just what we do. And it's led us to the Honda Accord LX. With more standard torque and passenger volume than a Toyota Camry. Hurry in to your local Honda dealer and test drive the Honda Accord today to see what expecting more gets you.
Hurry in to your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
Based on comparably equipped models. Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Get ready for spring and start your next project with big savings now at Menards. Brighten your home with Fight Electric LED light bulbs. Right now, over 230 in-stock Fight LED bulbs are on sale. Pick up a 10-pack of LED 60-watt equivalent bulbs. They're energy efficient and come in two color temperatures. $10.99 each during Menards Think Spring Sale. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Sale prices are good through Saturday, March 21st. Now at Menards.
Back with you in the gym class here at 3:23 on KGYM. We're going to bring in Kevin Lehman one more time in about 15 minutes or so. Scott with you in studio. Mark from home joining us here today. And big thanks to Hennings Financial, the presenting sponsor of the gym class program right here on KGYM. Going to bring in our friend Dave Koken from Las Vegas. Check him out on his Twitter account, at Dave Koken, smokingkoken.com. Is the website, and Dave joining us from Las Vegas here on this first day of spring and what should have been the, if it was a normal year, the first day of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. And Dave, you're missing basketball just like the rest of us today, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same here as every place, I guess. Maybe a little worse because it's so reliant on tourists. But, you know, it's good. Got to deal with it, I guess.
Indeed. And what are things like right now as far as after the NBA is shut down? Major League Baseball is shut down. College basketball is shut down. I think everything is shut down so far. What does this mean not only for you but for the betting industry, for Las Vegas, just everybody? God, it's a big, big piece of the pie.
Well, yeah, but anything that's a non-essential business is basically going to be shut down across the country. So, you know, we are in a non-essential, we're a non-essential city as far as that goes. So I guess it probably measurably could be worse here. So many service industry people. But, it, you know, other than that, it's no different here than any place else. It's quiet, people staying at home.
Dave, I'm curious from a betting standpoint, and I understand, my friend, that, you know, there are several unknowns. But as far as, like, season win total bets, not only baseball, but NBA, NHL, whatever, what has happened or will happen to those?
Well, when they resume, they'll put up new numbers. Anything that, like the NHL or NBA, those bets are all canceled.
Now, do you believe Major League Baseball is still going to play 162 games? NBA is still going to get 82?
No.
I'm with you.
0%, there's a 0% chance of that.
Because it's, some people have speculated anyway that Major League Baseball is going to play 162. I mean, that's going to be games into December, for crying out loud.
Not possible. It can't be done.
Yeah, and frankly, I'm with you. I don't think it needs to.
I don't even know where that speculation would come from. That's insane.
Yeah,
it's not even a remote possibility.
True.
I would put that as 0.0%.
Dave, there has been news in sports, and a lot of it out of the NFL. Headlined by Tom Brady going to the Buccaneers. Any movement that really intrigues you for maybe this coming season?
Well, that big adjustment on the Bucs prices, and they might not be done yet. But, you know, we're going to see a lot of movement in the free agent market. Just so the Rams let Todd Gurley go. So he'll sign with somebody. Who knows where. Maybe he'll end up in Tampa as well. That's the thing to follow right now is the NFL and obviously the big changes in the Bucs.
Yeah, what have you seen as far as their line is concerned? What has it gone from and where is it at currently?
Honestly, I don't know. I haven't even checked. I decided when this happened, it's like, you know what, I'm on vacation and I'm not even checking numbers. There aren't any to check. When things resume, then I'll look. But right now, it's an unpaid vacation, but that's, you know, that's the way it goes. But I basically haven't even looked at it. I watched a little bit of the Australian rules football last night, just for amusement. But no, I'm in a hiatus period, and there's nothing to do, and that's all there is to it. So I'm watching movies and catching up on some reading.
Yeah. Dave Kochan joining us. A couple more minutes here. We thank him for joining us from Las Vegas as we talk about how this is affecting Las Vegas and the betting industry here a little bit. And it's not, everyone is saying, we're going to postpone this, we're going to postpone that. It seems to me and Mark that we're going to have about every sporting event imagined in the month of September, possibly.
Yeah.
That's going to be, it's going to be interesting to see how this is all organized.
Well, yeah, I think we're all keeping our fingers crossed that's the case, that things settle down and we get back to some sense of normalcy in a couple of months. And if that's the case, September is going to be absolutely unbelievable. With the NFL, baseball will be going on. I'm not sure what basketball and hockey will do. You'll have the majors in golf, the Masters, the Kentucky Derby. It'll be the wildest month I've ever seen. I hope it happens. You know, I'm not counting anything as a sure thing right now.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. And who knows how many, if this thing, I mean, it could go obviously one of two ways. Hopefully all the measures that are being taken will help things to curb everything as far as the spread, and we can get things rolling maybe even quicker than what people thought, or it could go the other way and you see more things. We've pretty much gone through the month of May now with the PGA and the Kentucky Derby. The next big event is the Indianapolis 500. That is still on. They just sent out a release today about that. But then you start seeing that go, maybe things in the month of June, and then, you know, the beat goes on.
I think the Indianapolis 500 should just say, you know what, we're going to put it on hold. And I'm not going to get into any politics or anything like that, but how do they not know to close the beaches in Florida during spring break? I mean, we got to get a little more proactive with this stuff. And that to me is I don't know whether he's a Democrat or a Republican. I don't follow that stuff. But the governor of Florida ought to be ashamed of himself for not being proactive. That was absolutely insane, allowing that many people to be congregating in one place. So we need to be more proactive as far as that goes. Nevada basically shut down non-essential businesses quicker than almost anybody in the country. And for that, you applaud the governor. It's a bold step. And I think other states have to follow suit. I know it's going to create hardships for people, but you got to stop this thing. And creating big crowds is a really stupid idea. And the governor in Florida should be ashamed of himself for not seeing that in advance.
Yeah. By the way, just coming down from numerous sources here, Dave, just to let you and everybody else know, Saints coach Sean Payton has now tested positive for coronavirus. So
I'm thankful I feel good, and I'm not doing anything stupid to hasten my own demise. You know, I'm not a kid, so 67, even though I'm in good health, you know, you don't take any chances. So that's all I can say to people is, stay in, be careful. If you have to go out, make it brief. Don't carry much money with you if you go out. Only take one credit card if you go out, because as things get worse, you know, crime can go up. So be really careful and just stay healthy.
Good advice. Good advice.
Good advice, Dave. Yeah, and I know you're on hiatus, but we don't want people to forget about the great services that you provide. Tell us, when things resume, where people can go.
You can check me out at smokingcoking.com. Obviously, I shut the website down for the time being. And hopefully it'll be up sooner rather than later. But I'm not concerned about that. I'm lucky. I've got plenty of money. I'm more worried about right now. My main concern is people who are dependent on week-to-week paychecks. I don't know what they're going to do, and that's You know, that's where the concern is. So if you're in a position to help out somebody, whether it's a friend or just a general contribution of some kind, try and do it.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, take care. Appreciate you coming on for a couple minutes. And when everything gets rolling again, we'll look forward to talking sports with you. And we can't wait until that day happens.
Sounds good, guys. Stay healthy, all right?
All right, you too. Dave Kochan from Las Vegas joining us here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Again, you can follow him on Twitter, at Dave Kochan. As he mentioned, he is at smokingkochan.com, but right now, nothing really happening. And as far as the website is concerned, some good stuff there from Dave from Las Vegas.
Yeah, really, really sensible and good advice from Dave. He's got his head and heart in the right place, as most of us should. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, this is personal to him from, you know, this is his livelihood, but, he's got his, thoughts in the right place, I think.
Yeah. We got, Cajun Troy 1307 as well as 1345, all alerting us to the breaking news. Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints, has tested positive for the coronavirus. The latest sports figure to do so. I believe two members of Congress have also tested positive. There is a radio talk show host in Akron, Ohio, who is the first radio personality, I guess, for lack of a better term, to test positive for this as well. It sounds like Sean Payton contracted this, he believes, on vacation. Out betting on the horses, by the way. So there you go. You can get this absolutely down the street, anywhere, whatever. Again, use common sense out there. That's the best thing we can say.
Yeah, and this is why I'm grateful for our management taking a proactive approach, having me at 63 years old, maybe being more vulnerable to, you know, seeing you in studio or Todd or Alex or whatever, and making this Skype thing happen. You know, Scott, I didn't know what Skype was 3 days ago, but thankfully Alex walked me through it, and we're still able to give you the best that we can in radio programming, and we're going to continue to do so. We've got some great guests lined up and great programming. Of course, we'll bring you up to date on the latest news. We talked about Sean Payton, the Rams releasing Todd Gurley. Major League Baseball is going to pay their minor leaguers for time in spring training and perhaps going forward. So the news will not quit, and neither will KGYM.
No. And the weather does not quit as well, Mark, because the National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch until 11 o'clock tonight. And it is a reminder that it is the first day of spring. We have a tornado watch until 11 o'clock for basically the southwestern portion of the KGYM listening area. That would be Iowa County in that area, Poweshiek County as well. Basically the Williamsburg area to the south and toward Des Moines. That is where the possibility for some strong storms. We woke up today to rain in some places, had thunder go through, some pretty good rains. Going to have another round tonight. Could see something, especially south-central Iowa, that could be severe. And then it's going to get so cold, we could see it snow overnight. So welcome to Iowa, everybody.
Yeah, stay tuned. And we appreciate Cajun Troy on the First Federal Credit Union text line with this suggestion. We can do happy hour through video chat.
Oh, we could.
How about that?
Oh, Troy.
Cajun Troy, I have FaceTime, a technological genius that I am. Yeah, I have FaceTime, whatever. Thank you, Troy.
1307 before we get to a break. Don't you feel like we're all in a bad 70s drive-in movie right now? And then he puts hashtag Twixtown Drive-In. Oh, I miss Twixtown Drive-In.
Yeah, I think I might have snuck in there once in the trunk of somebody's car. I don't know.
If you are of our age and you didn't sneak into Twixtown at least once, then you have not probably lived as much as you should have. I'm just going to say that. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. Kevin Lima, the coach, will join us one more time as we'll wrap up the college basketball season with our weekly segment, Off the Glass. We'll do that when we come back here on KGYM.
For the ones who forge metal and those with nerves of steel. For the ones who burn the midnight oil and the ones who rise with the sun. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, with over 250 local branches and a team of specialists available 24/7 to help you solve any challenge. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Legacies are built step by step, mile by mile. Through this movement, new possibilities are born. After the late nights and early practices, past the winding roads and unexpected detours, through the rest stops and timeouts, new lanes begin to open up. And that's when the world starts to take note, because movement builds on itself and makes discovery inevitable. At Goodyear, we believe movement drives possibility beyond the ordinary, and that's where legacies begin. Goodyear, more driven.
Dear people who haven't had a Big Mac, who saw millions of people enjoying something and said, "No thanks. We're not giving up on you, because today is a new day. A day for a burger that has a bun in the middle because it can. A day for a sauce so special they put it on there twice. A day for McDonald's most McDonald's burger. So go, because today's your day for a Big Mac."
Now available in three sizes, including the new Little Mac and Double Big Mac burgers at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Parents, do you want your child's shoes to fit perfectly? Then you need to get your kids Skechers Stretch Fit shoes, because Skechers Stretch Fit shoes easily slip on and fit almost like a sock. And not only do they fit like a dream, they perform like one too. Skechers Stretch Fit keeps your child's feet comfortable all day long with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Plus, you'll love just how durable they are. And if they get dirty, just pop them in the washing machine. Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Find them at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever kids' shoes are sold.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of nine kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter, and it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
Back with you on the Gym Class at 3:40 here on KGYM. Scott Unash here in studio. Mark Dukes communicating with us through the wonders of Skype before Mark and Cajun Troy get together and have happy hour coming up here after the show in just a little bit. That's a Troy, why did you do that? A fine idea, but maybe not a fine idea. I don't know. We'll see how it all plays out. Governor Kim Reynolds having a news conference right now, updating the state as far as the measures being taken to subdue the coronavirus. So, again, if anything newsworthy comes out of that new news, we will let you know about it. Todd Gurley released today in pro football news by the Los Angeles Rams and Saints coach Sean Payton, the latest celebrity slash sports personality slash sports athlete, what have you, to test positive for the coronavirus. Going to wrap up the world of college basketball right now, and it's sad to say that, very sad to say that, but that's the reality we face. Kevin Lehman set to join us right now. And his appearance today and all through the year brought to you by Coldwell Banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman. With over 20-plus years working HVAC design and construction, trust Chris if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and the surrounding areas. And you can find out more information by going online to shootershomes.com. That's shootershomes.com. And Kevin joined us, I believe, from his sequestered spot in Iowa City right now. First of all, Kevin, be sure to pass along our thanks from Mark and I to Chris for helping out with the sponsoring of the segment this year. I think it's gone really well.
Oh, I certainly will, Scott and Mark, and he really appreciates the time and the advertisements for Caldwell Bankers and himself as a realtor serving all needs in Iowa City. But boy, strange time we're going through right now, guys.
Yeah, it is. We should have We would have been watching games today if it was a quote-unquote normal year.
Well, yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. My other son, Grant, always takes Thursday and Friday off work to watch games all day long. And, of course, that's the least of our problems going through what we're going through as a state and as a nation. But hopefully we get some normalcy sometime in the near future.
Hey, Kevin, obviously, as Scott outlined, we would have had our NCAA brackets filled out, turned in, and been watching games today and through the weekend. That's not the case, obviously. Curious who you would have picked in your Final Four and to win it all. That may be difficult because we don't know the brackets, but maybe who would have won it all?
Well, I'm going to start with my Final Four for you, Mark. Florida State. I had them in the Final Four. Kansas, Gonzaga, and then my sleeper team, Steve Forbes of East Tennessee State.
Whoa!
And give it a little love because we have no way to prove whether they can get there or not, so I'm going to put Steve Forbes and East Tennessee State in my Final Four. But I had Kansas picked. I think they're the strongest team here at the end of the season, playing as well as anyone. That would be my team to win it all if this tournament had continued.
Interesting. Hey, why not? I mean, that's the fun of it right now. You can say, well, I think this team would have done really, really well. A lot of people say that they had Iowa going at least to the Sweet 16, no matter who the Hawkeyes would have been placed with as far as their bracket is concerned. You agree with that?
I think they had a good chance, although one bracket had East Tennessee State facing the Hawkeyes, so that would have eliminated one of my picks if the Hawks would have beat them. But I think his Iowa team could have done it with that. Luka Garza healthy. We saw what they did down the stretch here on neutral court situations, especially Scott and Mark, if the Hawks could have won the first game. Because this is a difficult team to prepare for in 48 hours. You have to turn around and think of a defense. How are you going to stop National Player of the Year, Luka Garza, on a 48-hour turnaround? That would have gave the Hawks a huge advantage to win game number two and get to that second weekend.
True.
Kevin, you talked to us privately about the fact that the NCAA had an insurance policy. What was that all about?
Well, they had an insurance policy in case something like this would happen and the NCAA had to cancel this tournament. The policy paid out $200 million. The problem is March Madness in this tournament, 68-team field in the Final Four, generates over $800 million in net. So there's a number of commissioners, especially of the Power Five conferences, are upset with the way this has been handled. The fact that they were undercovered, Mark, they're going to get a payout of $200 to $250 million for an event that brings in intermission. They were underinsured. It was like if you had a house worth $500,000 and you only insured it for $200,000 and it burned down. That's kind of what the NCAA is facing. So going forward, the payouts to these league schools and to the leagues, which they can divide up on their own accord, like the Valley, for example, and the Big Ten, I believe, gives equal shares to everyone. Where's that money going to come from? So it may hurt the mid-major schools even more than the schools that have football revenue and TV revenue like they get from the Big Ten Network for the Iowa Hawkeyes and the rest of the Big Ten schools.
So sink the mid-majors even more then.
Well, you know, money's tight on those things, because they don't have the football revenue and the TV revenue that the five major conferences do, along with Philly Big Eastern, which is number six. So, you know, that's an issue. And then, you know, I think we're still waiting to see if there's going to be eligibility granted for those other than the ones in the spring sports. And where do you draw that line at? I mean, if, say, because they didn't pick a field of 68. So, say someone who's not in the tournament, they're a senior, they didn't get much playing time. Are you going to grant them another year of eligibility? Could they transfer somewhere else and play? So there's a whole, you know, a whole can of worms. If they would do that, I'm sure they're studying right now.
Yeah, that's the big question, I think, facing the NCAA at this point. You mentioned the spring athletes. They are going to be given another year. But you can't say, okay, a senior from even Kansas is going to play, you know, more than two games. Who knows what would have happened at the conference tournament? Who knows what would have happened? Upsets do occur. Just ask Kansas with you and I. But, I mean, I don't see how – I just don't see how you can grant some more eligibility to seniors. I mean, I hate to say it, that their career is done. Guys like Cassius Winston and people like that, you love watching them play the game, but I don't know how you give them another year.
Well, Scott, where would you draw the line at? Would you have to be a team that was in the field of 68? We're not sure who that is.
Right.
Could a guy like Luke McDonald, who played sparingly at Northern Iowa, give him an extra year and say, hey, I'm going to transfer and play somewhere else and get a year to play? So you have all those different situations that you have to look at if you're the NCAA. I just don't know how you'd sort that out. I think this becomes more and more complicated as it moves forward. And, you know, and we know our Iowa wrestling team.
Yeah.
Look what's happened to them, and those guys didn't get a chance to compete for a national title. You grant them another year of eligibility.
True.
Gavin, news of the day, former Iowa prep DJ Carton has entered the transfer portal from Ohio State. In 2019, according to CBS Sports, he picked Ohio State over Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, Iowa State, Marquette, and Kansas State. Everybody offered him. He's a top 50 recruit. We know about him stepping away because of mental health issues, and that's personally, I hope he overcomes that before he does anything in basketball. But aside from that, your reaction to that and where he might land?
Well, Mark, you bring up a great point. Number one, I think more kids, 18-year-olds, suffer from depression or some sort of mental health issue. And I'm not saying that's what DJ Carton has, but think of the pressure that's on them to perform. They're 18 years old. They're on the AAU circuit. Now they get thrown into an environment. And we know with social media how your fan base can be toward not only the student athletes of another school, but their own if they underperform. So there's a lot of pressure on these young men. Now I'm looking at Iowa's roster. You know, they have signed five players, the Murray twins, Keegan and Chris. They've got Josh Ogundele, the 6'11 kid, Tony Perkins, Aaron Ulis. I don't know their scholarship situation. I don't know if it matters anymore, guys, because we've seen so much movement in the transfer portal. You know, we know we've got Ryan Creener. You've got Bakari Evelyn. There's Riley Till. I think he was on scholarship. He's going to go play somewhere else also. And you look at Iowa State, Zion Griffin electing to leave, Caleb Grill electing to leave. So this is the transfer portal, guys. And here's what I'm waiting to see. Are they going to pass for next year the one-time transfer rule where you can transfer without having to sit out, because that opens up free agency until that settles down? I think eventually that will work out. I think you're going to see it. I'm not sure if it's going to be this fall or next fall.
Kevin Lehman joining us at 3:51, and we had a couple of text queries about Iowa State, Kevin, and you can address that. You just did the tip of the iceberg there a little bit. A lot of Cyclone fans are concerned going into 2020-21 at this point with the two transfers this week. A 20-loss season. Some people even kind of throwing Steve Prohm out there to hanging him out to dry a little bit. What are the prospects for Iowa State basketball going into next year?
I think I mentioned this to you guys on an earlier show. Since Johnny Orr left, no coach has stayed over 5 years at Iowa State. And we're going back to Tim Floyd, Fred Hoiberg, Greg McDermott, Wayne Morgan, Eustace. It's a tough place to keep your fan base happy, guys. But I think Jimmy Pollard has Steve Prohm's back, at least for next year. I think if it gets dicey next year, then you got some issues. But here's the upside. Because of the transfer portal, because of your ability to get transfers in easier, it's not like it was 20 years ago where it's difficult to rebuild a program. You can do it pretty quickly if you get the right guys. course, they have Xavier Foster coming in. They've got to reload. Steve Prohm has to reload. Here's the other problem, guys. You can't go out and recruit right now. You're not allowed to leave campus to recruit. I don't think you can make phone calls at this point with the NCAA rules going on because of what we're dealing with, the coronavirus. So that's another issue you got to deal with.
Yeah. And on the text.
Back to your comment about social media, DJ Carton has just tweeted out about 10 minutes ago that he's going to delete social media for a while because you're all too harsh.
Yeah, there have been some people that have been just banging on DJ Carton, and that's uncalled for. And I'm right with DJ, other than putting a couple of things up as far as work-related are concerned. I've had it with it, too. So I'm right. Well, Kirk Ferentz is the smartest guy in the world.
Scott, Mark, we don't have to go very far. Look what Connor McCaffrey went through.
Yep.
Being a coach's son. And old Chris, and he got, and I mean, this guy led the nation assist to turnover ratio. So we have a number of fans. I mean, a lot of Iowa fans are educated, but we have another faction that are not educated. Because in my mind, you know, Connor McCaffrey, I thought he was a huge piece of the success for Iowa this year, for the Iowa Hawkeyes, with his ability to play different positions and knocking in threes at crucial times, making free throws, and his assist to turnover ratio lead the nation. And he was beat up badly on social media early in this season.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, go ahead, Scott.
I was just going to say, Ed saying, go Lone Tree Lions, by the way, for Steve Forbes, and then saying that a couple other things. He's pushed for wrestling to grant an extra year. Spencer Lee losing a strong possibility to win four NCAA titles. And then why would Steve want to stay there is a question as well. I think that's for Steve Forbes at East Tennessee State.
Well, I've talked to Steve. In fact, I talked to him just earlier this week, and he loves it where he's at. But you know how it is, guys. You know, if you get a chance to make your family secure for the rest of your life, you have to look at that. But we've also seen coaches. Ben Jacobson is a great example. Had opportunities to leave and stayed at Northern Iowa because he liked his culture he built. He had the confidence in his athletic director and is able to build the program he wants to. And so there's something to be said for that. I think when you look at some of these guys and say, you know, look at Greg McDermott with Iowa State, didn't work out. He landed Creighton. It's working well for him there. You got to be careful what you wish for when those big schools come calling.
Kevin, time is getting short here, but I wanted to quick ask you about a discussion Scott and I had yesterday about John Rothstein from CBS Sports issuing his top 45, I think it was, for 2020-21. Perhaps you've seen it. If not, he has Iowa pegged sixth, assuming that Garza comes back and Bohannon is healthy and whatnot. Your reaction to that?
I'm giving some thought to that one. I have not seen it, Mark, but when you look what Iowa's got coming back, if Luka Garza returns, Jack Nungey's healthy, we can go right down the line. Bohannon, that team's loaded with talent. And yeah, I'd have to look at the Big Ten, see who else is graduating, but I don't think he's far off at Iowa Hawkeyes. If everybody returns and these scholarship athletes come in, this is a top 10 team, especially if Luka Garza comes back.
I would agree.
And, well, we got to listen. We need Joe Wieskamp back also.
Yes, he was also included on there as well. Hey, Kevin, appreciate it. I know we won't. We'll talk before we get into the college basketball season. We hope next year, but appreciate all of the weekly updates from here and there, to and fro, and it was a lot of fun. I wish we could still be watching some college basketball right now, but that's the way it goes.
Yep, still going through a little bit of withdrawals for myself to get through this month. But hey, I appreciate all you guys have done, Scott, Mark. It's been a fun. Hopefully, we can do it again next year.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Stay safe, okay?
All right. You too, guys.
Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us. And his weekly segment, Off the Glass, brought to you by Chris Lehman. Find out more at shootershomes.com. Final break. Come back, and we will wrap things up on this edition of the Gym Class right after this on KGYM.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's spring, and with the Home Depot in your corner, there's never been a better time to be a doer with new ways to knock more projects off your list. Download our app for new tools like image search. Snap a picture of something, it'll tell you what it is, and our product locator will lead you right to it in the store. Can't make it to the store? We have a truckload of convenient delivery options. From time-saving tools to game-changing innovations, it's a good time to be a doer this spring at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Well, it would have been Bowling Night in America, and last night, of course, and next Wednesday have been postponed due to the coronavirus going around, trying to prevent the spread of it. And very nice article in the paper today, penned about not only May City Bowl, Mark, but also the other facilities like that that are all shut down right now.
Yeah, that's very true, and we shall see what happens going forward, whether the season is postponed, canceled, whatnot. We'll keep you up to date, but can't thank May City Bowl enough.
Yep. When this is all past, make sure you stop on by on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Great article about that. Jeff Johnson with a great article today as well with Tom Keating with the Iowa High School Athletic Association. That was a good one as well. Mark, we'll talk with Cal Eldred tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA 8.